The Grafton Carnival is over, and for Matty McGowan, it was an absolute ripper. He went there. He's won some features, the Guineas Prelude, the Guineas, the McLean Cup, and I think finished up with 9 winners. He's had a terrific Grafton Carnival. Morning, Matty. Congratulations, mate.
G'day, Cozzy. Yeah, thanks very much, mate. It was a great few days, and all the pain and heartache paid off.
Now, did you get to double figures? I've counted 9. You got 9 winners, I think, didn't you?
9, yeah. I couldn't quite crack the 10, but I had a good book of rides too yesterday, but I could only come home with 2. It's set a good record for me for next year anyway.
And the other thing was, you ran a stack of placings as well, so you're earning a lot of prize money for owners.
Yeah, it was good. It was good just to get the support, especially over the. Generally, as a rule, it's hard enough to get rides over the Grafton Carnival, just with quality riders that turn up each and every year. So it was, to get some quality ones, it was good.
That's the interesting thing about a carnival like that now. The way the prize money is being boosted, you're getting better quality horses and you're getting top riders coming to try and get the cream. But you've got to stick your nose in there and say, hey, I'm here as well.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. With the great prize money, they just keep turning up. And they're just coming, and the highway's just getting shorter and shorter with all the roadworks and whatnot. So it's just getting too easy for trainers and jockeys just to throw them on the float and turn up. But it was good.
Matty, you won the Guineas Prelude and you won the Guineas Charmed Princess. Seems pretty smart.
Yeah, she's an honest little filly. Tony was pretty confident with bringing her. He'd aimed her up at that from a long way out, and she's only a little tacker, but she's got a big heart, and it was an incredible win, really. The race did fall away, but there was still some quality ones in it, from Sydney and whatnot. So, I don't doubt that she's got enough quality to win in town anyway.
I was quite surprised Monday there were a few showers around, and when the acceptances came out for Wednesday and Thursday, it looked like they were offering prizes for the first to scratch. And there were people pulling out horses, and I thought, hang on, there's a couple of days to go yet. The weather cleared up beautifully.
Yeah, it ended up cracking a couple of days. Yeah, you're right. We were unfortunate. We did get some rain and that over the weekend. When acceptances, the day just kept getting better and better while on the day of acceptances. And you're right. It just turned out a beautiful couple of days for their main 2 days. And then it continued on to yesterday was a cracking day there again.
Now, you must have got satisfaction out of winning the McLean Cup. Evo Pex for Jimmy Jarvis. Christine, his wife, unfortunately had a tumble. And I think she's cracked a couple of ribs, which would be horribly painful. You'd know that as a jock. And she couldn't be there, but you got the money for Jimmy, your old mate.
Yeah, no, it was great. We sort of, that race was for her yesterday. Unfortunately, she's a couple of ribs and a bung shoulder too. So she had to be at home. Generally, she's the first one there to give instructions. But... she had to sit on the lounge yesterday and watch it from home, but no, that one was for her.
Well, for yourself, it must be satisfying, because I looked back to find the date and I found it. I reckon it was June 2014. You're about to rack the queue. You'd had enough.
Yeah.
You were sick of wasting. You were sick of working. And I'm going to quote you. You said, I'm no superstar and I don't look like Glenn Boss on them either, but I was putting them in winnable positions and riding them to instructions. And I couldn't get many rides and I was travelling everywhere for not much. You'd been offered a job as a farrier, and you're about to pull the pin and pick up the tools.
Yeah, no, that's right. Don't worry, the wasting of that, I'm still sick of that. But a few quality horses have come along, and a few trainers have sort of backed me lately. And it just when you get good trainers with a couple of handy horses that are putting them in the right races, it just makes it all the worthwhile. And As I say, the support just makes you keep turning up, I suppose. It makes me feel obligated, to keep turning up. And when you're getting the support, it keeps you going, doesn't matter how tough it is, because, each and every day is a struggle. But when you got the support there, it just makes you keep turning up.
Matty, coming into the 2 days, Wednesday, Thursday, last week, for people to think, oh, yeah, waste, what do? The day before, Tuesday, before those 2 days, what would your food intake have been on that day?
I think on the Tuesday I had a tin of tuna and 20 grams of almond for the day.
For the day?
Yeah.
What about the day before?
I had a coffee for breakfast and I had that for lunch, and then that was, yeah, no dinner. But the day before, I had a boiled egg and half a handful of lettuce.
So when people think, oh, you get on there and go around for a minute and a half and get a good earn, they forget about the days leading up to it, don't they?
Yeah, they do. But, you know, like every job sort of has their perks and you know, things that you don't like about it, I suppose. Unfortunately, that's what it is for my job.
Wait, what you ate in 2 days, I'd spill off a plate.
Yeah. Well, don't worry, a lot of people would.
I reckon. Now, one thing we've got to clear is the Moz still there. You labelled me a while ago, cos the Moz. You reckon every time I ring you, I can stop you on a $1.40 pop. But I reckon after Grafton, the Moz is gone, isn't it?
Don't worry. Yesterday, I was blaming a lot of people too. I think I was $1.05 in the Jockey Challenge yesterday. And I rode a couple of early seconds and I thought, oh, gee whiz, cos he didn't even ring me today. But... no, we can nearly take that off after the carnival.
I think so.
Yeah.
I think 9 winners, mate. I'm in the clear now.
Yeah, I think you're home free now, I reckon.
Good on you, Matty. Congratulations. Wonderful carnival for you, mate. And as I said, people don't realise how hard you work. You break in horses as well. You do the whole lot. And when they hear your food intake, that's just in the 2 days leading up to that carnival, mate. You must have been starving when you went out there to ride.
Yeah, no, it was just great for things to, you know, pay off. You know, you're at home getting on breakers the morning of the races and, you know, at daylight, and then I jump straight off them and into the spa and to have a sweat. But it was just good for it all to pay off anyway.
Yep, too right. Good on you, Matty. Congratulations, mate. And enjoy a day off today.
Yeah, thanks very much, Cozzy. Cheers.